Welcome. Doc Smo here, you know, your PeteCast host. I had an amazingly gratifying experience recently that I want to share with you, especially if your child is struggling in school. In today's PeteCast, we are going to talk about some simple parenting tasks that are bound to help your children. Curious about what those tasks could be? Then stay tuned to learn more in today's installment of Portable Practical Pediatrics.
Welcome to Portable Practical Pediatrics, a podcast for parents and families, a place dedicated to children and their well-being. And now, direct from Studio 1E in Charlotte, North Carolina, here's your host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Recently, I was asked to speak to a group of parents of at-risk children who had come to a family education evening to talk about how to maximize their children's performance in school. We talked about the research that has been discussed on this blog many times. Specifically, I wanted to stress the factors that parents have control of that have been shown to improve a child's academic achievement. Things like keeping TVs out of a child's bedroom and limiting screen time, getting an adequate amount of physical activity and unstructured play, having a diet rich in unprocessed foods, and very importantly, getting an adequate amount of sleep. Well, the night of this event occurred was actually the second time I had spoken at this church and talked about this topic. I thought my first talk with this group of parents had gone pretty well, but I had no idea of just how well it had gone. At the onset of my next visit with these parents, an amazing thing happened. Before we got into the talk, an older gentleman raised his hand and told me he had a testimonial to share. That's the word he used, a testimonial. He told the audience and me that he and his wife were raising their grandson, who was currently in the fourth grade and not doing very well academically. He said that he and his wife had decided, after hearing my first talk, to try getting their grandson a structured, regular bedtime, free of screens and junk food, to see what happened. Well, specifically, they wanted to get him to bed early enough for him to get up in the next morning without a fight. That was their goal. To do this, they completely restructured his bedtime. They removed the TV from his room and cut off screen time after 7 p.m. They insisted that he was to eat all of his food at dinner and was to get nothing more after that. Bedtime was set at 8 p.m. and enforced. Lights out and time to sleep. Well, after doing all this, they said their transition was nothing short of miraculous. That's the word they used. He almost immediately stopped fighting about getting ready for school in the morning and actually woke up in the morning on his own. He also stopped fighting about going to school. And the best thing is that his grades showed an immediate improvement. Whereas he had been struggling to keep up in school before this change, now he was getting good grades. They said even his personality was more pleasant. They attributed all of this great stuff to having him have a regular bedtime and adequate sleep. They had no idea that not having a structured bedtime, letting him play video games and watch TV late into the evening, eating junk food at night, and falling asleep in front of screens was so detrimental to him. Some of you may have read the book Nurture Shock. It was a New York Times bestseller a few years ago. I wrote a book review about it recently. Well, listen to this shocking statistic that the authors of Nurture Shock discovered. A school-aged child who has a one-hour sleep deprivation on a chronic basis will, on average, perform 2 years younger than their chronologic age cognitively. Now, that means that a sixth grader will perform like a fourth grader academically if they get 1 hour less of sleep at night on a chronic basis. Clearly, sleep deprivation is having a major impact on a young child's brain. Case closed. And the young man in this story was probably a good example of sleep deprivation that was cognitively impairing. Whatever it was great to see him doing so much better in school, and his grandparents were absolutely thrilled. So here is my call to action for parents who have not already developed a structured and consistent bedtime for their children. You can do this. Come on. You have this. You make the rules. Be the parent and make sure you exert your authority. If you're having trouble with creating and enforcing bedtime with your children, grab the throttle, adjust the controls, trim the sails, and make sure that you establish a healthy bedtime that will allow your children to maximize their school potential, grow, and thrive. It's vital for their well-being both today and in the future. Your children deserve your best. Well, as always, thank you for joining me today. I always value your input, so feel free to send in your comments. I will share them with others on my blog. If you like what you get with PEDcast, please take a moment to share an episode or hit the like button on my Facebook page or even write a short review on iTunes, which is now called Apple Podcasts. Doing any of these things helps others find our blog and podcast. This is Doc Smo recording in Studio 1E, hoping it's not a big leap to ensure that your children get a good night's sleep. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.